Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, the final Friday of each month on this program, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. We find a local law enforcement officer who, frankly, has gone above and beyond. Sometimes it's an amazing arrest. Sometimes it's extra community service. Well, we once again are honored to have a member of the Virginia State Police, and we've had a number of state troopers over the years who have earned this honor. Joining us today is Trooper Shane Hamill, and to put it mildly, Shane is one of those folks that if you're thinking about law enforcement, I can almost tell you that Shane's the guy you're thinking of. You've got an image, Shane, already as a real state trooper.
Well, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about your time on the job, and then there was a particular incident in York County, right?
Yes, sir.
That I want you to address. But before we get to that, can you just give us a little background, how long you've been with the state police, what prompted you to try and join in the first place?
I've been with the state police a little over 4 years now. Prior to that, I worked at local regional jail out in the Northern Neck, the Northern Neck Regional Jail.
Yep.
I was there for 3.5 years prior to coming to the state police. Also, I did volunteer fire and EMS back at home out in Lancaster County.
Oh, wow.
So I've been doing that for a little over 10 years now. So it's just always been something. My grandfather was former sheriff out in Lancaster County, so it's kind of just been something. Just trying to follow in his footsteps.
All right, so it's not just law enforcement, but from the sounds of it, it's an all-encompassing public service.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So do you find that the state police is an agency that is, again, at the forefront?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been something I've looked up to. My current first sergeant was always one that I always looked up to. The sheriff at home, he was a former trooper.
Okay.
Always somebody that I always looked up to as a kid.
Well, this is great. So in this day and age, it's often difficult to find people to go into law enforcement. And I want to talk a little bit about that in a couple of moments. But I know you're not necessarily one to blow your own horn. But in this case, it's your horn and you've got to tell us the story, this York County incident.
I was assigned to a highway safety project down in York County, end of May last year. I got a call for a possible disabled vehicle that may or may not have been involved in a crash.
Mm-hmm.
Got on scene. There was a person that had witnessed the crash, was behind the vehicle, went up, spoke to the driver. He stated that the guy had hit a couple guardrails. He just wasn't acting right, and he stopped in the middle of the travel lane. Went up to the vehicle to speak with the driver, check on him, and he was unconscious behind the wheel. There was a three-year-old little boy in the back seat that was secured in a car seat.
Mm.
I attempted a couple sternum rubs, tried to wake the gentleman up from whatever was his problem.
Yeah,
he wouldn't come to. He was starting to turn blue in the face.
Mm.
I picked his head up, started getting a little bit of breath from him, tried to get him to come around. He wouldn't come around. After a couple minutes, still trying, he stopped breathing, couldn't find a pulse, so I pulled him out of the vehicle with the assistance of a VDOT highway safety patrol personnel, started CPR, retrieved my department issue go bag, used my department issue Narcan, Narcaned him, continued CPR, After a few minutes, I Narcaned him again because I wasn't getting any response. He started to come around after the second dose of Narcan. James City County Fire and EMS, they came as mutual aid to assist York County for the incident. Once they got on scene, they transported him to local hospital, where once he got on scene at the hospital, he was Narcaned again.
Wow.
The child was taken into custody by state police and then was later turned over to Child Protective Services and his mother, who was transported to the hospital to retrieve the son.
So when all is said and done, everybody survived.
He did.
Wow. And I don't know if you followed up or who within the state police would have followed up. Is there an explanation? Does somebody who is that out of it say, oh, well, here's the reason I had my son in the car with me?
So actually, once he came to in the hospital, it was found out that he was under the influence of heroin that was laced with fentanyl.
Oh.
And he was actually on his way to pick up his wife, who was the mother of the child, from her job.
Wow.
So once he was cleared from the hospital later that evening, he was placed under arrest and transported to the local jail down there.
Wow.
And he did several months in jail.
Wow. Well, I'm hoping that he's been able to turn that around a little bit. That would be my sincere hope. Trooper Shane Hamill is joining us from the Virginia State Police. It's an amazing story, but it also, you know, it gives us an indication of this opioid crisis. We hear so much about it, and invariably the thought process for many of us of a certain age is, well, those are junkies. And, you know, when junkies are in back alleys in the inner city, they're not moms in minivans, they're not dads with kids. But the reality is, this is something that's impacting members of our community all over.
Correct.
Yeah. You interact with any other situations where you think, oh my gosh, this is another fentanyl situation?
I personally haven't had anything recently.
Good.
But I know there's a lot of times I talk to a lot of different troopers and deputies and stuff like that. It's something that's happening a lot more.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that are still in fire EMS, and the amount of people that they come in contact with that have overdosed from something that's laced with fentanyl, it's growing more and more every day.
Yeah. Trooper Hamill, I'm curious to know, when you're not saving lives and saving children, what else are you doing as a member of the Virginia State Police?
Not a whole lot. I say due to our schedules, we're working all the time. When I'm not working, I'm most of the time at home with my daughter. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So I want to talk a little bit about who joins the Virginia State Police in this day and age. And I'm going to say some stuff that you wouldn't say, but that I feel very passionate about. I look at the Virginia State Police and I see this incredible history of this agency. It's an amazing agency. I think Colonel Settle is a wonderful leader. I look at the men and women who have done this job over and over and over again for years, and I have nothing but tremendous respect. And then I think to myself, this agency is understaffed and they're underpaid. And even though I think you guys are underpaid, and I look at the numbers and I think, yeah, they're understaffed, there's still great men and women who say, sign me up. I want to be part of this. So what was your real motivation when you said, okay, I want to be a part of the Virginia State Police?
It was always something. The State Police has always been the agency to look up to. I always looked at them as being the better agency to work for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of times we get to do a lot more than something a deputy would get to do.
Sure.
There's always assignments. I mean, you talk to different buddies of mine that are deputies, and I tell them, hey, I got to go do this assignment to go take care of the vice president, or the president's coming to town. I got to go down there. And they're like, well, that's something I'd like to do.
Well, sure.
I mean, it's not the special events, I guess you could say, are something that make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much that a local deputy doesn't get to do.
Right.
But then a lot of times, again, we don't do it for the money.
Right.
Because obviously we're not.
Well, that's clear. Nobody is in law enforcement.
Right.
And frankly, nobody's ever been in law enforcement for the money.
Right.
Although I can tell you as a former police officer, when I was on the job, I remember my starting salary was $17,298, and I thought I had arrived. I thought I had won the lottery, and I told people, well, it's a good salary, and the checks are going to clear, and their benefits, because most of us, at least at that day and time, didn't want to admit publicly, gosh, we really did want to help people. We really did want to be in public service. And I'm hoping in this day and age, since we all know the salary is not where it should be, that people have a better sense that you and other troopers and other deputies and other agents are out there because, frankly, you do want to help.
Right. One of the things, that especially when we try to pitch it to get people to join from either the local sheriff's offices or those that are former military, is one, it's the benefits.
Right.
It's the assignments we get to do. It's the different activities and training, stuff like that we get.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an amazing situation that that we are in, where we're having difficulty finding people, right? I mean, I hear this from everybody who's in law enforcement, whether they are at the first rank, you know, you're a trooper or you're the colonel. Everybody's saying, wow, we need good people. Virginia State Police still need some good people, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, the ones we have coming in the door, we have just as many going out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and that's always something, especially with an agency that's as big as we are. You had that group that came in 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Their time's done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, trying to have somebody to replace them nowadays, it's hard. People look at it as who wants to come to work to get shot at.
Right. Right.
I mean, and not saying that happens every day, but potentially it could.
It could, yeah. And even with that, there are fine men and women who say, yeah, my dedication here is to the public. Now, I'm curious, you're a state trooper, 4 years on the job. Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
Hopefully, I'd like to eventually work my way up to sergeant, first sergeant.
Okay.
Within the next 10 years. Eventually, well, once I get closer to retirement, I'd like to retire from the department and follow my grandfather's footsteps and become sheriff back at home. So,
no kidding. All right. So you are in reality announcing your candidacy for sheriff your county. No, Lancaster County.
Lancaster County.
Right. And in some year off in the future.
That's right.
All right. Well, you still have a lot of time that you've got to serve the rest of us. And we'll hopefully, God willing, be around when you launch that run. And,
I hope so.
We'll take care of that. Listen, Shane, it's been my honor to chat with you. And I want to remind you that you are the recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And it comes with a couple of things. We've got a lovely gift bag. It includes a $100 gift card thanks to a CMA's Colonial Chevrolet. We're going to give you a thin blue line bracelet, which was made by our friend Emily Morrissey. And Emily is a young lady in Chesterfield County. She's 22 years old. And Emily has CP and a couple of other developmental disabilities. And she learned through her occupational therapy that she really had a skill for bracelets. Mm-hmm. And so her family set up a business, emilysbracelets.com, and she makes these beautiful thin blue line bracelets. We're going to get you one of those. And as I said, a lovely gift bag. There's nothing there you're going to retire on. We can't get you closer to running for sheriff, but just a little something to let you know that there are a couple of us that really do appreciate what you do.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That is Trooper Shane Hamill. He is the recipient of this month's Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.